Michelle Obama had high-profile meetings of her own yesterday, but in a different setting. She and the first ladies of several countries visited a farm, restaurant, and educational center outside Manhattan. The visit follows the White House announcement this week that Mrs. Obama will campaign for congressional candidates. Our first event is in mid-October, and by that point, the campaign will be hot and heavy. In the meantime, she's doing events that are more light and breezy. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro has our report.
There may be no such thing as a bad time to visit the Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture, but it's also hard to imagine a better time to visit than late September. The leaves are starting to turn, and the fields are just giving up the last of their summer vegetables. A flock of turkeys greeted a few dozen first ladies. Michelle Obama hosted the women for a break from the UN General Assembly in Manhattan. They were told to dress for a farm, but there were at least a few Chanel suits and 5-inch heels. The tour started at an outdoor chicken coop where Sarah Hanna was teaching local third graders how to gather eggs without getting scratched.
How does that feel?
But they keep on running away.
The entourage went on to the tomato fields, then the greenhouses, and the herb garden, where Mrs. Obama declared, "This is the best smelling part of the whole farm." Restaurant captain Adil Lahoussi was turning fresh herbs into tea.
Verbena, we did for the first lady apple mint, pineapple mint, which is the one with the white streaks.
One group of students picked basil for a salad, while other kids showed Mrs. Obama how to suck the nectar from the base of a purple flower called agastacea.
So what part do I eat?
Inside the Blue Hill restaurant, a string quartet from Juilliard welcomed the first ladies to lunch. Before the meal began, Mrs. Obama explained how the work of this center dovetails with her effort to fight childhood obesity.
Many of these kids may never learn that ketchup comes from a tomato or that French fries actually come from a potato because they're very disconnected from the food that they eat.
A few minutes from Stone Barns, a two-term House Democrat is in a tight re-election race, but he could have been light years away. It'll be a few more weeks before the First Lady wades into the morass of campaigning and fundraising. It's not for lack of demand, though. In New York on Thursday, President Obama acknowledged that his wife wins the popularity contests in this administration.
I feel grateful that Michelle, so far at least, has not run for any offices I've been running for. She would beat me thoroughly.
Most first ladies in recent history have been more popular than their husbands. No doubt that has something to do with first ladies' reluctance to get their hands dirty, at least in politics. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.